Fiji is again being rocked by allegations of sexual abuse by a member of the clergy. Police are investigating a member of the Methodist Church in Fiji in Rotuma who has been accused of sexually assaulting 14 boys while he was serving on an outer island. This comes amid ongoing investigations into allegations of historical sexual abuse by a Catholic priest that were reported last year. Christine Ravoy reports.
Police say the latest allegations, which surfaced last weekend, center around Levuka, the old capital. In a statement, police spokeswoman Ananai Soro said all of the 14 alleged victims are boys, with the allegations of sexual abuse occurring between 2018 and this year.
There is a report being investigated by Levuka police. The 14 alleged victims are boys and juveniles and are alleged to have been sexually abused while the accused was working on the island.
The Methodist Church is yet to take any action against the clergyman. Its president, Reverend Ili Vunisuwai, says the church is awaiting a report from the superintendent of the Levuka area where the incidents are alleged to have occurred.
These are still allegations, and if the reports say to be sexual assault, then we will take serious actions. The church is clear-cut on our code of ethics. We will not condone such acts in our church.
This is not the first time a member of the clergy in Fiji has been accused of sexually abusing children. In July last year, the Catholic Church in Fiji was shaken to its core by allegations that a priest had molested schoolboys several decades ago. This came to light after one of the alleged victims spoke out about being molested by a priest who had taught at the school when he had been a student there. Also in 2006, two Methodist Church members were found guilty of sexually abusing at least 9 secondary school girls aged between 14 and 16 on the remote islands of Ngao and Koro. The head of the Catholic Church in Fiji, Archbishop Peter Lloyd-Chong, echoed his Methodist counterpart's views, saying there is no place for such behavior in society and the church will act on any formal complaint.
I encourage anyone who has been abused or who knows of abuse to see that the matter is reported to the church. We are committed to, you know, protecting people, and we will take all reports of abuse very seriously, and we're going to do a training for new young priests on the safeguarding principles and our protocols for dealing with abuse.
The NGO Coalition on Human Rights in Fiji says it is disturbed at the reports of alleged sexual abuse in the country. Its director, Nalini Singh, says a recent rape analysis by the Fiji Women's Rights Movement shows the age of the perpetrators and victims are getting younger.
The average age of the victim survivor is around 14 years. The youngest victim survivor was 3 years, and the oldest victim survivor was 83 years. And in 63% of the cases, the victim survivor knew the perpetrator.
Child rights advocate Inyeta Benatha from Homes of Hope says more must be done to protect young people from sexual predators in Fiji.
At Homes of Hope, we do not just take any case. So our case is strictly for sex. When I say for sex, it means cases of rape, cases of incest, commercial sexual exploitation of children, child sexual abuse, and sex trafficking.
Meanwhile, churches across Fiji will observe Break the Silence this weekend in what is described as their most visible effort to halt the epidemic of violence against women and children in the Pacific. Research conducted by the Women's Crisis Center suggests that 64% of Fijian women aged between 15 and 49 have experienced physical or sexual abuse meted out by their husbands or partners. In a joint statement, the church leaders said they want to break the culture of silence and shame on violence against women and children in Fiji. Naya Dhangu, Christine Ravoy.